We got my guest in the studio with me at the moment, Polly Pluvier. Good afternoon, Polly.
Hello.
Now, I probably asked you this last time, but where does your name come from?
It is French. It's Southern French, I think.
Southern French. Yeah. All right. Okay. I'm trying to think of the Riviera down that way.
Or, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Do you know of any of your relations in France? No, too far back.
Not. Yeah, all right. It's about four generations. Five generations.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Still a very nice name, I must say. Yeah. Now then, you are the person to talk to as far as Chesterton Road and Mitcham's Corner is concerned. You're the coordinator. You were talking to us a couple of months ago, actually. You were in talk about Mitcham's Corner. But tonight, or today, to this afternoon, we're talking further along Chesterton Road, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's related to Mitcham's Corner in that it's the Christmas event that's coming up, which is called Mitcham's the Merrier, and this will be the second year, and we run it at the back of the Boathouse Pub. They kindly, Green King, give us the car park to use and the terraces at the back of their pub, it's basically, you know, along the same lines as the Mitchums, a more community event, get people out, music. This year there's going to be choirs and lots of Christmassy sort of market stalls and food. But just in the lead up to that, we're putting out a competition to local children to submit their drawings and help us to illustrate the flyer, the posters, banners, social media pages, etc., with one of their drawings. But whoever wins, everybody else will also go into an exhibition, so their drawings will be seen. But, you know.
So basically what we're saying is it's a competition that you want to sort of talk about now to raise funds.
It's both to raise funds. So there's a pound donation, a suggested donation of a pound. It can be more or less in just to submit the drawing. And that will go towards the festive light pot.
Because the ultimate aim is to as you were saying there, to actually finance lighting up more of the trees along Chesterton Road at Christmas.
Like last year, we managed to light up three trees on the roundabout, so on the verge in the middle of Mitcham's Corner. And then this year, we're trying to light up a further three trees, ideally. They're very small ones, but on Hawthorne Avenue and Chesterton Road, where Stir have moved in recently, well, over a year ago now. And there's two new other businesses that have moved in recently, which is Art of Float and Satyam Yoga. And it's a really nice cluster of newcomers, basically, to the area. So it would be nice to light up that area for them.
Okay. So it's a pound to enter the competition, is that right?
Yep, a pound to enter the competition. And that can be a painting, drawing, it can be a collage, a 3D little sculpture. It can be virtually anything that is Christmassy, that has a festive feel.
Okay, and it's open now?
It's open now. The closing date is the 2nd of November, and there's...
And how do they get everything to you?
Yeah, there's four drop-off points. I mean, we were originally just focusing it on in the CB4 area, but we've decided to go a bit wider now. But they can drop it off to Stir, which is on Chesterton Road, Thirsty Cambridge, also Chesterton Road, nearer to the corner, and then the Radmore Farm Shop, and on the Mill Road side, so people over this side of town, it will be the Urban Larder on Mill Road.
Okay.
So those are the drop-off points.
And it can be any, as you said before, there can be a painting, can be a sculpture.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Some sort of collage, that sort of idea as well, or paper mache things. Anything at all with an artistic feel, but with a Christmas theme.
With a Christmas theme, and it's up to the age of 16.
Okay. And the competition, the deadline is
it's the 2nd of November.
2nd of November.
Yeah.
So and when does the judging take place?
It will be over that weekend, and then we'll sort of announce it the following week.
Okay.
And then that image will go onto the flyers, the posters. Hopefully we're getting another banner made up, and it'll be on our social media pages. We'll also, you know, if it all goes well, we'll be having another light switch on, and the child that Wins is very welcome to come along to that and help us
switch the lights on. Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And when do the lights actually go on? Do you know that?
They will go on at the event, which is the 10th of December. Okay. So it's...
And that's the opener for this period of Christmas sort of fair.
Yeah.
That you were saying runs...
So the fair is on that day as well.
Okay. So just the one day?
It's just the one day,
okay.
Yep, and it's from 12 till 5, and that's at the Boathouse. But what we're now doing this year is continuing the celebrations along at Hawthorne Avenue, where Stir is based, and they're going to run another separate light switch on if we can manage to wrap the trees, or even if there's one tree, we'll still switch it on and make a big thing. And so they're holding another smaller event up there, and the plan is to sort of each year add more trees and more events along the road, so a bit like Mill Road Winter Fair.
And that whole area, it's getting really quite exciting there. I mean, you've had the lights now, this will be the second year, isn't it, that you've had the lights in. You were saying to me earlier on that it's really sort of made it, had its own identity, and people are sort of coming out at Christmas and whatever.
That's right. And it does, it makes a huge difference having the lights on, and it's been sort of proven that people will spend longer on the high street and they're more likely to shop and, you know, and access businesses maybe they hadn't noticed before. It reduces crime rate, you know, just to have good lighting on the streets, really. And the area is changing massively. You know, there's lots more to come, and there's going to be a new sort of layout of Mitcham's Corner. And also with the City Deal, obviously.
There was a good reaction, I know, from the friends of Mitcham's Corner this week to the plans that have been sort of put forward, I think, as well. Yeah, and you've got, of course, got the Cambridge North Railway Station coming soon as well.
The railway station and new housing developments on that side of town. And I think, you know, basically there's a big focus on that area at the moment. You know, it's so close to town, to centre of town. And with this new layout at Mitcham's Corner, it's going to soften the area. So it's going to be less of a sort of traffic gyratory system, you know, thoroughfare, whatever. You know, there's going to be more personality to it and a nicer place to be.
That's great. That's great. So the competition is on now. It's open, as you say, to people, because obviously we're going on to half term tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's why I was keen to come on today, because it is half term coming up. I know that some of the schools have put this email into the parent mail, but equally some haven't, because they've just been inundated. It's a very busy time. So it's open to schools, nurseries, you know, childminders are interested in submitting their children's drawings, any individual really now. And it's really just trying to get them over to those drop-off points.
Okay.
And equally, you know, if people have a problem, they can always look on Facebook. There's contact numbers there. So there's,
I was going to ask you about, in terms of details of contact, is Facebook, is that the best?
Yeah, Facebook is at Mitcham's Corner. And then there's a page for the Mitcham's and Merrier Festival, and Twitter's at Mitcham's Corner as well. But I'll start putting on some alternative drop-off points as well. We're trying to get one in Newnham, and I think there'll be one on the town side of Mill Road as well. So we'll try and get another two or three drop-off points.
So the lights that you put up on the trees around Mitcham's Corner last year, did you take them down at the end?
No, they're permanently in place now, and they just get lit up every year. That's where it is quite a big fundraising activity initially, because to wrap the trees can be quite expensive. But once they're in place and they're LED lights, it's very low cost.
So there's no maintenance, really, I guess.
No maintenance. They come each year just to sort of configure the wiring and stuff. But once they're in place, they're there indefinitely.
And have you been using them for other reasons then?
We haven't so much this year, but we will be, definitely, yeah. And we're going to encourage people to put them on, you know, for things like Guy Fawkes Night and...
Yeah. And Halloween coming up. Great.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it would be lovely to be able to light up more trees. And then, as I said, the idea is to light, you know, get more trees along Cheston Road, but also down to Cheston High Street, because there's some, you know, some nice things going on down there as well. And it just pulls together the sort of CB4 community.
That's wonderful. Sounds great. And remind me again the date. The
10th of December.
Okay. And the date that the actual festival is on...
Oh, no, sorry. The 10th of December is the festival.
Sorry, okay.
And the 2nd of November is the cut-off
deadline for the thing. Yeah. Okay. Great stuff. And as you say, on Facebook is where they can find information about where to drop off the pictures or the sculptures or whatever.
I'll put some more venues up there shortly.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, there we go. That's Polly. Polly Pluvier, I will get it right, who's the coordinator for Mitcham's Corner at Chesterton Road. Thanks ever so much for coming in, Polly. I hope it all goes well.
Thank you very much.
You must come back and show us the eventual winner of the competition, too.
Yeah, it'd be great.